News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Haiti's interim government asked the United Nations on Saturday for assistance, a day after asking the U.S. to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country and prepare for elections in the aftermath of President Jovenel Moïse's assassination. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has so far given no indication it will provide military assistance. For now, it only plans to send the FBI to help investigate a crime that has plunged Haiti, a country already racked by poverty and gang violence, into a destabilizing battle for power and a constitutional standoff. The deadly attack took place at Moïse's home before dawn Wednesday and also seriously wounded his wife, who was flown to Miami for surgery. She issued a statement Saturday implying the president was killed for trying to develop the country. Lebanese officials claim a major power station in Lebanon will resume operations on Sunday, 2 days after it ground to a halt due to a lack of fuel amid constant power cuts during the country's economic collapse. One of Lebanon's four main power plants went offline Friday because the state electricity company says it was unable to access fuel shipments stuck offshore due to pending payments. Lebanon is in what the World Bank has called one of the worst economic crises since the 1850s, and the cash-strapped state is struggling to buy enough fuel to keep lights on. Lebanon has been without a fully functioning government since the last one resigned in the wake of a devastating explosion at a Beirut port last year that killed more than 200 people. The economic crisis has seen the Lebanese pound lose more than 90% of its value. This is VOA News. Russian firefighters say they used water-carrying planes on Saturday to contain forest fires that tore through a central region, killing one man and destroying dozens of village homes. Authorities say hundreds of residents were evacuated on Friday as strong winds complicated efforts to control the blaze. Russia's deputy emergencies minister told the TASS news agency, quote, "The fire was spreading at a speed of more than 150 meters per minute. That's a huge speed. It was a firestorm, a burst that was impossible to put out." She says firefighters had eventually managed to get most of the blazes under control and contain them. Kremlin says Vladimir Putin spoke by telephone with the region's governor and ordered him to find a way to rebuild the homes that were destroyed. Russia has been hit with massive forest fires in recent years, including in far-flung remote regions. The owner of a Bangladesh factory where 52 people died in a fire was arrested for murder Saturday, along with seven others, as it emerges children as young as 11 had been working there. Police say the owner and four of his sons were among eight people detained over the inferno, which broke out Thursday and raged for more than a day. A separate inquiry has been launched into the use of child labor at the food factory. The local police chief says the entrance had been padlocked at the time of the blaze and the factory breached multiple safety regulations. All eight people detained face murder charges. Before his arrest, the owner told the Daily Star newspaper the fire, quote, "may have been a result of workers' carelessness," suggesting a discarded cigarette could have sparked the carnage. The Vatican said Saturday Pope Francis is continuing a normal recovery after colon surgery, adding his blood tests were satisfactory. The 84-year-old is in hospital after undergoing a three-hour operation on Sunday. It's the first time Francis has been hospitalized since he became Pope in 2013. The Vatican announced earlier the pontiff will deliver his traditional Sunday noon prayer and message from the 10th floor of a Rome hospital where a suite is reserved for popes. A hospital in Mogadishu says a large explosion in Somalia's capital Saturday killed at least nine people and injured eight others. A doctor says the toll is expected to be higher because additional victims were taken to other medical facilities in the city. The Al-Shabaab extremist group is claiming responsibility. A Somali police spokesman says Mogadishu's police commissioner was the target of the attack, but he is safe. A suicide car bomber with heavy explosives hit the vehicle of the commissioner, according to the police. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And more. VOA.